is the real... Okay, so just to summarize, we were saying yesterday is that the shiur over here of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is different than the other shiurim by Shabbos. Okay, the other shiurim by Shabbos is when you've reached a certain level of productivity. So when there's a kiyum to your ma'aseh, when you've done something. So if you've stitched one stitch, that's not considered stitching. Right? It's not going to hold. Or one letter isn't using letters to convey ideas. Or you go through all of the shiurim. Some of them are kolshu, but whatever it is a requirement of shiur. Now hotza also has a requirement of shiur in that same way. Right? And it depends on what the food is. There's a whole perek about that. You know, basically rvius for liquids, exias for foods. Right, that also is a shear of the accomplishment. Right, if you have something that's not if you have a thing that itself is negligible, you're not going to be chayev for changing its rishus. That doesn't have any importance. So that's the shear of hotzah that's similar to the other shiurim, right? But over here, you also have the shear of the rishus itself. And the shear of this rishus is derived from Mishkan. Now, those other shearim, two stitches, are not derived from Mishkan. They did many more than two stitches, and right, that just has to partake of the same activity that they did. Unless you've accomplished something, you have no product. You have to have the same kind of product that they did. You don't have to have the same amount of product that they had. But you have to be in the same. You have to have the same kind of product, not the same shear of the product, the same kind.
Does that work for another melacha? Like, let's say, if they melted a certain metal.
We'll get to that. So I think. Well, you'll tell me if we didn't. So by hotza too, you have the how much you have to carry. But this shear is different. This is the shear. All right, sorry, I just got off track. The shear of the Rishus Rabbim itself, 16 amos wide, and maybe 600,000 people. Right, now that is interesting. We just have to keep this in mind. I haven't been able to find anywhere that shear is explicitly derived from Mishkan. The only question is, do you need the 600,000? But the shear of Rishus Rabbim, everybody agrees, is derived from Mishkan. What I haven't been able to find is anybody mentioning if the shear of Shusha Yachid is derived from Mishkan. It seems that it's not, which is just something interesting to think about. But right? I mean, it is an interesting question. Maybe you can answer it. Because it's interesting. I saw the Pnei Yeshua once. He raised the question that we mentioned. Why doesn't the Gemara give the straight case of mechitzos? Right, by what is Rosh Hashanah? So he wants to say it's just telling you a chiddush that it doesn't have to be really a livable house. You know, just has the shurim. And I think he said also, I don't remember, but this is something that I was thinking also, that could be why the Gemara mentions the agalos. Because the agalos are a different kind of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. As you might think, if it's just from their tents, that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid of like a, that's a permanent makom. But the agalos are really just part of the transfer. They're really just like moving trucks. You know, so you might say that that's not really a that's not the same idea of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid as a permanent as a makom where the thing is going to be. The moving truck itself is just a temporary, intrinsically it's a temporary spot. It doesn't have the quality of going of a residence.
You're on top of the
right. Right. But anyway, so But it could be that, that the reason why you don't need Rishus HaYachid to have a shear derived from Mishkan is because it really was what? It really was from their tents. Because it wasn't really part of Mishkan. You know what I'm saying? No, because that wasn't the malacha. The malacha, the Gemara says that they took the Moshe to stop bringing from your tents. Stop bringing to Machne Levia. Rishus HaRabim is part of the structure of that is part of the structure of the Mishkan of the Asiyas HaMishkan was the Rishus HaRabim. But the Rishus HaYachid was not really in Mishkan. They just go to Agolas to show you that even that is the things that are defined by Mishkan, you have to have the shear of Mishkan. But Rishus HaYachid is not it's not a Rishus HaYachid in Mishkan. It was from just the general Rishus HaYachid. The Rishus HaRabim of Mishkan we're saying is a specialized Rishus HaRabim. Right? Where Rishus HaYachid is just an absolute. Alright, whatever. I don't want to overly confuse. Kiyam was not that it's out of your house. No, the kiyam in the bringing was not that it's out of your house. That would actually not be a malacha. That would be a malacha shein shvi'ich l'gufa. The kiyam is that it's in the rishus harabim. The only thing is that sets up an idea of rishus harabim, rishus yachid. But the only the rishus harabim over there is really the rishus harabim of where they're storing the stuff to work on, and that's going to generate an idea of rishus yachid too. But the Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim don't relate to the Mishkan in the same way. That's what I want to say. And I would just say the Agolas are just expanding the idea of Rishus HaYachid. It's not a Rishus HaYachid of Dira, it's any Rishus HaYachid. But this is all a little more like Drush. Right. Okay, but let's get back on track. This is a bit of a diversion. Back on track more to the Halacha. And that is that that this is what we're positing yesterday that what's the difference between an av and a tolda, really, right? I mean, I guess we got to keep going a little further back over here. What's the difference between av and tolda in general? So the Rama has a whole explanation, Perek Zayin and Pirush Shnayis. But basically, the idea is like this: you take the action that was done in the Mishkan, right, and that's the av. So let's take an example the Rambam gives. Let's say Kotzer. Kotzer Tavua. So they were Kotzer Tavua in the Mishkan. Or they were whatever it is they were Kotzer. That depends if it's for the Pas or for the Saman or whatever it is. They were Kotzer, a specific thing in the Mishkan. For the Mishkan. Right? Harvesting. Cutting. So then, but you don't say Kotzer Tavua is the only Av. Right? You say any Kotzer is an Av. Botzer and Goder and Mosaic and Ora, all of those things are avos. They're all particular acts of harvest to different. So, right. That's what the Rambam says is a Shekol Achas Mehen Leakor Dover Migidulov Miskavein. Right?
Same result.
Okay. He goes, because that's what he says. Kol elu hamalachos v'kolshu me'inyonam heim anikram avos malachos. So there's, you have to look at the maisa in the Mishkan, and whatever is me'inyonam is also an av. Okay? That's me'inyonam. So what's the inyan of what they did? We could call that harvesting. Okay? We don't have to be so fancy. That's harvesting. Right? Now, and he says, and what would be the tolda of that? What would be the tolda of that? He says the tolda is when you do something that's dome la'av. Hatolda yamlacha hadome la'av me'elu avos. Okay? So he gives an example. He says, for instance, if you cut up a vegetable to cook it, right, that's a tolda of tchina. Why? Because tochein is taking guf echad and breaking it into gufim harbe. Right? So, v'chol ha'osa dover ha'domo l'zeh, reza toldas tochein. Right? V'chein alokeach loshon shel matchas. You take a piece of metal and you scrape it. You scrape it to make offar, make dust out of it. Like tsarfei zahav, that's also a tolda of tchina. That's a tolda of tchina. You can use it for and you can use it for kizayda. That's a tolda of tchina, right? Grinding. So, v'chein l'chol malacha u'malacha me'elu ha'avos yesh lahem toldos al derech zu she'amarnu. Okay. U'meguf ha'malacha ha'nasis b'shabes teida me'ein eze avhi v'toldos once again. You'll know which is an av and which is a tolda. Yeah. So what is the difference? Okay, the last part I have to look over again. But what is the difference? So what is the difference over there? That what? Between an av and a tolda. Av he calls me in yonam. And the other one he calls dome. Okay. In the Pirush Shnayas, I think he gives a much fuller explanation if you're interested in this. But the idea is like this. He says that for the av, everything is rooted in Mishkan. Okay, but so for the Av, it's the same inyan as Mishkan. So let's just think about it again. So what were they doing in Mishkan? So you don't look at the particular, right? Logic, philosophy 101, right? You don't say, well, what did they do in Mishkan, right? What would be the most absurd thing to say? They cut, he cut that. Right? Then you can never have a malacha. That'd be the end of it. So we obviously don't go that specific. We don't go that specific. So we have to universalize. So we say they did harvesting. Well, let's say tochen. They made flour. Let's say they made flour. Okay? In other words, they ground wheat into flour. But we don't say they ground wheat. We said they made flour. So anything that will have a shame of flour will be their inyan. So it could be a rice flour, it could be whatever. Okay? As long as it is making flour using the same process that they used, it's considered the inyan that they were involved in. Okay? But you can take the process, which is breaking one guf into many gufim, and apply it to a different inyan. You understand? I can take the process of guf echad and breaking it into gufim harbe, not for the inyan of ochlim, not for the inyan of pas, right, or of kneading, or of those types of things, that whole inyan of flour, but I can use it for gold work, right? So it's the same engine. It's the same engine. It's the same process, but guided by a different human involvement. Right, one person is involved in a certain process of ochlim, the other person is involved in goldsmithing. So the inyanim that they're involved in are completely different. But the tolda will be when you're using the same process that was used in the Mishkan. So you look at the asiya and the Mishkan, and if you're doing the same inyan, it's going to be an av. And truth of the matter is, even if it's not the same maisa, it's an av. For instance, Zoreya, they planted seeds. But if you take a stick, if you cut off a branch and you stick it in the ground, that's also Zoreya. Of course, it's the same inyan, the Ram says. He says... Shekol achas mehen litzameach dova hu mechaven. So you really look very closely at the inyan for the av. I don't want to get, it gets a little complicated with that one. But even zomer is considered part of the one thing that's hard is why is zomer? I'll just leave you with a question to think about. Why is zomer considered an av but watering a tolda? Something to think about. So. Right? It's also Tzameach Tavahu Miskaven. And if you can tell me you need to put something in the ground, Zomer is not putting something in the ground. So that's a bit of a... Right? It's one of those problems. But anyway, so there's the Inyan, and then there's the... and then the Tolda is using the same productivity, but for a different outcome. Same Maisa as the Mishkan. Right? Same Maisa as the Mishkan. Right? But applied to a different productivity.
He's not with productivity.
For what?
Are you saying Inyan is the Maisa?
No, Inyan is the productivity. Inyan is the productivity. The Inyan is what is he accomplishing? The Inyan is what is he accomplishing? He is by Zoraya, the Ram says the Inyan is causing things to grow. I don't want to take Zoraya. Zoraya is a complex case. But if you take harvesting, so it's the Indian is harvesting. Harvesting is an idea of food of utility for the being of kotzer for the utility of the thing or whatever it is. I don't want to get into the details of how exactly you define each thing. But the point is that by all of these, all the other malachas hamishkan. This is where I'm going here, because all the other malachas hamishkan have a product. They have a specific product, right? And you can judge by that product the productivity. Right? You can judge by the product the inyan, and the inyan is how it's related to, and that's how you define the av itself. That's how it's rooted. That's the root in the Mishkan. Tolda is an outgrowth of it. Tolda is an outgrowth of it. But the primary case of Mishkan is defined by the inyan and the productivity. So every product is part of another. Every product is part of a certain inyan. Now, what becomes difficult is Hotzah, right? Because Hotzah has no product. It's a malacha grua. It has no product. So how do you define the productivity? You understand? That's the problem, I think. I think that's the problem with Malacha Gerua. So what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Oh, you have to be involved in the union of making a Mishkan? That obviously can't be. Right? No, it's just like by Tochein, you don't say the productivity is Mechalek Guf Echad Legufim Harbe. That's not called the productivity. That's not the union. The union is what it's for. Right? So in the other malachos, there's an inyan aside for the immediate change. There's the immediate change, right? That it was guf echad and now it's gufim harbe. And then there's the realm. The realm was the word I was looking for. The realm that's a sufficiently amorphous word to.
It's like a universal activity.
Exactly, the realm. So it's the realm is good because it has the word real in it, but it's not exactly and the M. So it's the realm of the, it's a modified reality. It's the realm of the thing. So it's so yeah, whatever. So nobody listens to me. So So that's the idea of, so you have the product, right, and you have the thing that you're actually doing, and then you have the inyan. But how do you break that down by malacha of hotzah? You can't make that breakdown, right? You can't make that breakdown. So how is it, but we're saying the inyan is really what associates it to Mishkan. And its association to Mishkan is how it essentially exists, Legabi Shabbos. So malacha grua really is a very big problem. So that's why you have to go to accidental features to relate it to Mishkan. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the whole thing I'm trying to say with you. And that's a good way to put it. In other words, by the Mishkan, they did tochin for one particular thing. So that fixes a realm. That fixes an inyan. But they did hotzah for everything. Kol malechas haMishkan involved hotzah. So it has no... It doesn't have any realm. It doesn't have any fixed realm. You're right. If they only did Hotzah on one thing, maybe you could say that that would have an idea. I still have a hard time seeing that, but because there's no change in the object. But that's something we could debate. But Lamaisa, they did Hotzah on everything. Right. I mean, and the fact and the question and whether it's a malacha or not is not was not clear because of this very same reason. And that's the whole all these tosin. Or you start in Beis Amar Alf. He gives you a whole list of tosin to look through. But that's what the Gemara says. Michti Zrika told the Otzahi. Otzah gufa hecha ksiva. So what do you mean hecha ksiva? So Tosh says, this is on the Perek HaZorik, at the beginning, V'afagav shayosev b'mishkan, kid omar heim horidu krushim me'agola, right? Mikom akom, ilav d'chsiv, lo havim mechayvi lo l'fishim locha gruahi. So, even though it's in the Mishkan, that's not enough, because since it's an unusual activity that doesn't have a product, you need a pasuk to tell you that it's chashuv to even be considered. Right? That's why you always need two things. You need the pasuk, and then you need to find it in the Mishkan. Tosfos goes through the whole thing, but because it has no product of its own. It has no product of its own. Now, it's by flour, but when you're grinding, when you're doing tochein to flour, you're really changing. When you're taking a wheat and you're making a new substance, and the flour as a substance is shayach to baking. Right, but it's not just a matter of your kavana. It's a reality. In human terms, flour has a certain purpose. So making flour is part of that. Intrinsically, is going to be considered part of that activity. But there's nothing in Hotzah that has any result. There's no result to say it's part of anything. So that's the question. So that's why by Hotzah you have to you have to fix it to Mishkan in some way. So that's what we were trying to say yesterday, that it has to be, that's the question of the that's the second shear. That's the shear of the dimensions, of the 16 amos. That it's not a shear of the like the Kezias. It's a shear that since Hotzah, I mean, really the idea of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus Yachid exists elsewhere in truth, right? Like by Tumah, that's halacha. Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is tahar, and then Rishus Yachid is tamei. That's not it's not the same Rishus HaRabim, Rishus Yachid. I mean, Gemara brings up the case later. Any kind of Tumah, Safek if it's Tumah, whatever. It's complicated to figure, but. But that's the din. The Gemara brings it up on. You saw it on. I don't know if you got to it on Zion.
So you said that's a different definition of Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, it's not the same definition. Not the same definition. So, you see, there are different types of there are different concepts of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So what we need for Mishkan is not the productivity, but it's going to be fixed by the Hotzos Mishkan. You understand? Mm-hmm. The Hotzah of the Mishkan and the Hachnosa of the Mishkan. That's going to be by the degree of and the qualities in the Rishus, the degrees of the, that's going to be by the shear of certain qualities that exist in the Rishus that were pertaining to Mishkan. That's the only way you can make it Hotzah's Mishkan. That it mimics, that it's reminiscent of the same kind of change. You can only judge it by the change, not by the product. So it has to be the same kind of a change. So if they're Rishus HaRabim, so how do you make it the same kind of change? Because it's the same type of a Rishus HaRabim. You understand? That's what I'm saying. It has to be, the only way to make it Hotzos Mishkan is by fixing it to the qualities of their Rishus HaRabim, the qualities of the Rishus HaRabim that they had. Because it's the accidental, the whole idea of Hotzah is an accidental change. So that's to be the accidental change that they had, their type of accidental change. And that's why the Gemara says, even to know if it's an Av, that's what the Gemara says in Tzadi Vavam Beis, that says you found michti merishus l'rishus. The Gemara says hotzah ashkachan hotzah. And since Moshe Rabbeinu said don't bring anything from your house to the machne levia, now we know hotzah is aser. Hachnasa minolan. How do you know hachnasa is aser? Right. So the Gemara says svarhi michti merishus l'rishus hu mali afuki mali yuli. Right. So the Gemara says no, it's a svara. But then he says, no, mi hotzoa av achnasa tola. So it would be different. In other words, it's only going to be an av, even though the idea is the same of a shini rishus. From this Gemara, I mean, you have to look at the Tosfos over here. But Plaim Shav is saying, even though the idea is the same, but it's only going to be a melechas hamishkan if it was the particular, if it was the particular idea that they had. Now, as a here it works almost the opposite of, yeah, of the other cases, right?
Here the inyan is the same.
The inyan is the same for everything. So the only way to differentiate is by particular. So if they only did hotzah, that would be the av. It would hachnasa would then be a toldo. The only way to have hotzah and hachnasa both an av is if you can say that hotzah and hachnasa are both the shinu rishus shel mishkan. You understand? Mm-hmm. Not just general shinu rishus. Shini Rishus of Mishkan. So that's going to require, that's why the Gemara always is looking for an example in the Mishkan. It's confusing because the Gemara seems to even told those eventually have to be found somewhere in the Mishkan. Oh, that's hard to understand. But anyway, but that's the point that I make over here, is that certainly in terms of what the Rishus is, it has to be fixed by Mishkan. You see, and that's what the Tosus means over here in Sadi Ches Amar Aleph, where he says that why do you learn from the place that's covered? Why do you learn from the place that's not covered? Why don't you learn from the place that is covered? Right? So he says, because we know that that's Doma Yosef Rishus HaRabim. So our question was, yeah, but if you're learning everything from here, then this is the definition of what Rishus HaRabim is. How do you know? What do you mean it's Yosef? Yosef implies you know what it is before. Right? So he says, no, you really do know what it is before. Of course we know what Rishus HaRabim is before. The idea of Rishus HaRabim exists before. The only thing is, the shear of the Rishus HaRabim that we can associate it to Mishkan by. So he's saying like this. So he says, so this Tosus, this is the machlokes between the Tosus and the Stam Tosus and the Ri. That the first answer of Tosus is saying, right. Right, and as he's saying, Rishus HaRabim is really more fully expressed without a roof, right? Because that's more access. In terms of the idea of Rishus HaRabim, that's more accessible. The only thing is, unless it's found in the Mishkan, you can't count it. So as long as it's expressed partially over here, as long as it's expressed, then that's enough for it to be considered hotzoas mishkan. In other words, we're really deriving the idea not from the mishkan. The idea of Rishus HaRabim is more expressed in the avir. That's what he says. It's yoser domer Rishus HaRabim. The only thing is, we have a limitation on finding it in the mishkan before we can count it. We can't count it. We can't, it wouldn't be considered the Rishus HaRabim of Shabbos unless it was associated, unless this degree is also associated with Mishkan. Right? So it doesn't, as long as you can find this expression in Mishkan, that's enough according to the first answer in Tosfos. But according to the Ri, it would seem that they actually had to do this type of, they actually had to have this type of an entity and completely they had to have this type of an entity. And since it was partially covered, they didn't have this type. The idea was expressed. You know, so you can't say an open-aired area is foreign to the Mishkan because they did have it in certain parts. Right? So that's all the first Tosfos needs. To be domeh to Mishkan, all he needs is that it's expressed in Mishkan. According to the other one, it seems it has to be qualifying the entire Rishus that way. So since it's partially covered, he holds that can't be the source of the Rishus. Source of the Rishus must be from Machan Leviyah. The only thing is they needed this, they used this for Shir. But I'm saying that's a separate question of when you say that it's found in the Mishkan. Does it have to be the whole Rishus is found that way, or just this quality is expressed in Mishkan? That's a point you can think about. I don't know if that's it's not a perfect definition, but it's enough. I'm just trying to give a Mara Makom. So so that's what I think is going on here. That's the uniqueness of the of this malacha. I mean, there is a difference. The shiurim are the degree of the Rishus Rabbim. There is a difference between a superhighway and a narrow path in degree. And we need to find the Rishus, we need to find the Hotzah of the Mishkan. So that's going to be the minimal shear of their Rishus. I'm not saying that changes in the size don't make any difference. They do. Of course, there's a difference between something that's completely open and a superhighway and a narrow road, but that we're not saying that changes the idea of being a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It has to be. We're not saying one makes it Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, one not. We're saying one is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of Mishkan, and that defines how it's sauce Mishkan. It's interesting when the shear of the karpef that Midrash Bonan. So he was wondering. It was bothering me. It's bothering me that Midrash Banan may say if it's a fenced-in area, it's not l'shem dira. If it's a certain size, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Midrash Banan. It's a Karmelis Midrash Banan. Right. Well, Rashi says it has a din of a Karmelis. It means it's not a Karmelis. It's not truly a Karmelis. So if you throw into it from Rosh Hashanah Ram, you'll be chayev. But Midrash Banan, we treat it like a Karmelis. You have to treat it like both. But question is, like, what's the purpose of that gzera? I mean, just wondering, like, what's the purpose of that gzera? Like, what is it doing? You have mechitzos, and the Gemara says they derive it. Why is it this size? Because that was the size of the Mishkan. That was the size of the Mishkan. But who cares? They weren't. It's like a strange concept. It's a strange derabbanan. It doesn't say it's the gzera to not do something. I mean, maybe I have to look into it a little more. I was just perplexed. So maybe I was thinking maybe now that Midrabanan, they want to enhance the connection between Rishus HaRabim is associated in Shir Midaraisa with the Mishkan. But Rishus Yachid is not. So Midrabanan, they wanted to have a Takanas Dirabanan to bring out the idea of Mishkan even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So they took the way the Mishkan was set up, which is not normally how you derive. From the Daraisa, you derive the connection from Asiyas HaMishkan. Here they're deriving it from the dimension of the Mishkan, because obviously if it were an Asiyah, it would already be a Daraisa, right? But I think it's not an Asiyah, because like we were saying, it comes from the OL. But they wanted Midrabanan as an idea that all they wanted to express the idea that all the malachos should be reflective of Mishkan too. So it was instituted to highlight that idea. It doesn't do it the same way the Daraisa did, because then it would be Daraisa. But it is highlighting that in a malacha where it's not present. In an aspect where it's not present.